Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria today up to 31 degrees, Joburg 30 and Rustenburg a high of 32.
In Bedford View on the N3 northbound, there's queuing traffic on the link to the N12 East at the Galulis interchange.
In your sport, the 2026 FIFA World Cup will have a final, will have a Super Bowl style halftime show and crucial wins for Bayern, Liverpool, Barca and Inter in the Champions League.
We start in Johannesburg, the morning after yesterday's severe storm.
Motorists rescued while trying to cross Jackscape Latina Bridge along Fort Coppen Road in Jackscape Park. The other one was rescued in Valdefrieden Park. The wall collapse in Honeybee. We also had a wall collapse reported in Rand Park Ridge.
Johannesburg Emergency Services spokesperson Robert Molotsi says there were no injuries reported. Various parts of Johannesburg, the West Rand and the East Rand reported flooding after the hard rain. This morning, there's a call on motorists to be cautious, with some low water bridges still closed, while there could also be debris on the roads. That while more storms are coming, the SA Weather Service has issued a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours, excessive lightning and hail and possible damaging winds over Gauteng, the Mpumalanga Highveld and parts of Limpopo and the northwest. In Tshwane, it's a race against time to fix all the power problems. The city says power is still off in areas of Soshanguve after a number of cable faults. Meanwhile, Tshwane says electricity supply has now been restored to the Pretoria CBD, Waverley and Lotus Gardens. Take a look at the impact of yesterday's storm in Johannesburg. It's at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. In other news, Correctional Services Minister Pieter Groenewald says there are currently more than 25,000 foreign nationals in the country's correctional centres. Groenewald was answering questions in Parliament on overcrowding in prisons and he added every inmate is costing taxpayers 463 rand per day.
In the end, if we could deport all those, we will have a saving of 4.2 billion rand annually. And it is a process, but it is not a simple process.
More about that on our news blog. In international news, the warning in France that they are legitimately worried about the start of a new era in America and what the dawn of President Donald Trump could mean to Europe. That was the message from French President Emmanuel Macron last night when he addressed his nation. He announced he would discuss extending France's nuclear deterrent to European partners and raise the possibility of sending European troops to Ukraine to enforce a peace deal.
I want to believe that the US will stand by our side, but we have to be ready for that not to be the case. We need to be able to recognize the Russian threat and better defend ourselves in order to deter such attacks.
And in Switzerland, they want to make sure that cash remains king. Swiss lawmakers have voted in favor of a proposal to enshrine cash in the country's constitution as very important to the Swiss economy and society. This while cards, smartwatches, cell phones and other connected devices have taken over as the dominant means of paying, with only about a quarter of payments in Switzerland still made with cash. I'm Gerda de Souza net vir die hoofnuus die uur. Mure het in mekaar gestort en motoriste was vasgekeer tydens gisteraan se erge storm oor dele van Gauteng.
Ja, meestal Johannesburg sou ek sê, nê?
Ja. Ja.
Soos jy het gesê, daar jou kant van die wêreld.
Ja, Rand Park Ridge, Watford Park, Allensneck, at a Little Falls, Eagle Canyon, dit was chaos, letterlik chaos.
Ja. Yeah, and I still see some really ugly pictures and videos going around. Shelters, you can just imagine.
Oh, yeah.
People are really struggling and then now they've got storms and flooding and stuff. Mm. So, yeah, if you see something like that, lend a helping hand.
Mm.
Help where you can. Ons gaan bietjie Mosambique kuier
volgens.
Someone here on the WhatsApp line said, Martin, they called Basutus, not the Lesothians. I know. I was just being sarcastic and stupid.
I still don't believe it's true. Anyway.